No, Ducktown. And they need enormous amounts of chemicals. And those big trucks, they're all designated chemicals, of course, in the hotel. But those drivers seem to think that they own the roads, and you should take off your hat or cap and tip to them and say, yes, sir, go ahead. Biggest bunch of fools I've ever seen. And they, one or two of them, really, one behind the other, they nearly killed Sally and me and this old couple about our age, I think, maybe a little old, right ahead of us, another car.
Did you go off the road?
No, we managed it. And to show you what a fool the lead one was, as you come out of the gorge, I expect that may do me more good than this, sir. As you come out of the, here, right here, if that'll not bother him.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, ma'am, I'll take a glass of water, though, okay. If you don't mind.
Going eastward, as you come out of the gorge, it's a long, long mountain climb. Well, these big trucks cannot make time on those slopes upward. I never seen one yet if they've got a load. So it's very easy to pass them. Well, these fools had tried to just purely run over us coming down hill, you see, and we were trying to observe the speed limits, and there's a couple ahead of us were. Actually, there's much of that gorge that I think you simply can't drive safely even at the indicated top limits. But when you start on the uphill climb, you can just leave those big trucks behind. And I'd already made up my mind that if I got a long drive, I knew where the climb was, and I made up my mind that if we caught up with him early enough, I was going to get ahead of him and go on and leave him. Well, we passed him somewhere up the slope, all right. I believe maybe he just about had gotten to the crest and was going over. And we passed him, and we were way ahead of him. Well, that rascal, it seemed to insult him so that we'd gotten ahead of him that he took out to pass us. And there was another truck, not as big a truck, it wasn't a chemical truck. Also downslope then as you come out of the climb and start back down in the open country. Well, I had, of course, pulled left coming over the brow of the climb into the left lane. There was nobody coming towards us. And we were soon approaching this second truck. Well, that fool, he seemed, as I said, to be so incensed that we had passed him. And he looked there for a few seconds as if the fool would actually try to pass this other truck on his side and then try to knife through. And I didn't do a thing but just step on the car and got up to about 80 to get away from him. And I did. But that's the sort of men you've got to deal with. And this has happened more than once, but this was the worst case we ever had.
Where did that happen now?
It's in Ocoee Gorge, between Chattanooga and, well, the gorge doesn't reach to Murphy, North Carolina, but these are two kind of terminal points between Chattanooga and Murphy. Hmm. And I guess you'd go into the gorge about 20 miles or more east of Chattanooga, I guess. And the gorge itself, I think, is 12 or 13 miles, and then this climb, about a mile and a half or more.
Okay.